Jesus is the reason for the season. Hallelujah. Saints of God, hallelujah. This is a celebration season. It is. Celebrating the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Our Lord and Savior, the one that died, the one that came, that lived. We celebrate him today because he is who he is. But you know, he's not very special to some people. He doesn't mean very much to some people because they still got him in the crib. They got him in the cradle. My sermon, From the Cradle to the Throne, this morning. They still got him in the cradle. He's not a baby anymore. He's not a baby. He's King of Kings. And he's Lord of Lords. He's powerful. And because he's powerful, we're powerful. Hallelujah. The word of God said we're seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. So if we are in Christ Jesus, then we have all the power that Jesus has. Amen? Amen? So it's time for us now to get him out the cradle. Put him on the throne where he belongs. Amen? Hallelujah. Yes, he was born to a Virgin Mary. Yes, he was born in a stable. Yes, they tried to kill him when he was a baby. Yes, God said, not so, because I got a plan and a purpose for my son. Hallelujah. I'm so glad they couldn't kill him. Hallelujah. Just like they can't kill us. Hallelujah. We belong to Jesus. We have the victory. We are alive and we are well. Even if we go out of this world, we still live. Amen. We'll never die. Hallelujah. 10,000 times, 10,000 years, we will live. Hallelujah. Because of who he is. Because, hallelujah, he is on the throne. Because we are seated in heavenly places. So why, if we're seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus, why do we live this defeated life down here? Why? Because, you know why? He's still a baby to some of us. He hasn't grown up. And because he hasn't grown up, we haven't grown up. Amen? We need to put him on the throne. Keep him on the throne where he belongs. Ephesians 2, 4, and 10 says, we are seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. You know there's no sickness, no disease, no poverty, no stress, no worry. Don't you know there's nothing in Christ Jesus but joy, unspeakable joy. Peace, love. Everything that we could ever need is in Christ Jesus. Well, that's where we are. Do you believe that? Amen. You know, I think some of us really do believe it. But some of us can't grasp that concept of being in this world, but not of this world. The word of God said we're in this world, but we're not of this world. We are seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. We have the victory. Everything that we could ever need, God has already given it to us. Everything. But then why don't I have this? And why don't I have a new car? You might not need a new car. You might not need some of the stuff you think you need. All you really need is Jesus. All you really need is knowing that you, to be absent from this body, is to be present with the Lord. Knowing that we have an eternal home in Christ Jesus. So we need to take him out of the crib, out of the cradle, and put him on the throne. But put him on the throne of our hearts. That's where he's supposed to be. You know, once you accept Jesus as the Lord of your life, he comes in. If you really have accepted Jesus. See, if you accept Jesus as the Lord of your life, you can't live no in any kind of way. Because when you accept Jesus and he sends precious and Holy Spirit to live, conviction gonna come. And when conviction, it's come to me before. Not because I hadn't, but because of maybe something I did, something I said. It's a miserable feeling. You just can't keep on doing the same old thing that you've been doing all the time if you really accept Jesus as the Lord of your life. He said, I'll make you a new creature. He said, you have been born again, not of the flesh, but of the Spirit. So when we accept Jesus as the Lord of our lives and we put him on the thrones of our heart, we become new creatures in Christ Jesus. We are no longer the same. I will not let nobody call me a sinner. I'm not a sinner. They say, you're a sinner, Savior. I'm not a sinner anymore. I'm a brand new creature in Christ. Yes, I might sin, but I'm not a sinner. No, that's not my job. No, I got a brand new job. Yeah, I got a brand new life because of what Jesus did, because of where he is now, because of where he is. He's on the throne, and I'm on the throne with him. You know, how can I be sinning, setting up in heaven at the right hand of the Father? Isn't that where they said Jesus is, seated at the right hand of the Father? So that's where I am. That's where you are. If you have accepted Jesus as the Lord of your life, don't keep living a defeated life. The price has been paid. Hallelujah. We have victory. We have victory in Christ Jesus. God gave us, according to Colossians 2 and 13, he gave us a share in Christ Jesus. See, Jesus came as a baby, but that was God in the flesh. You know? God loved us enough to put on flesh and come and live here so that he could show us that we can make it. If Jesus made it, we can make it. You know, God is awesome. You know God is awesome. Yeah, he came as a little old baby. The almighty God, the creator of all things, the maker of mankind. He made you and me. And then he put on flesh and came and lived among us. And live that life, showing us that we could live. And that we have already overcome. You know, being a Christian is something very, very special. We take it so for granted. And, well, I'm a Christian. I'm a Christian. No, I am Christ-like. I'm made in the image. I need to reflect Christ. That's what being a Christian is. You reflect Christ wherever you go. Not just on Sunday morning trip. Yeah, everybody look like a Christian in here. Everybody. Because we all look like the same in here. But we need to be Christians everywhere we go. Amen. Hallelujah. Because that's our job. I think Shishi was saying, we have a duty to do. We have to represent Jesus. That's the only reason God saved us in this messed up world and left us down here. You think God don't love us enough to have taken us home immediately? No, because we have a job to do down here. Because we have to represent Jesus here. He left us here. He left us here. You know, I might fuss at him. Lord, I'm trying to hurry up and do what you, so you can get me out of here. You know, because this is no good world to stay in. You know, somebody was saying yesterday, everybody want to go to heaven, but don't nobody want to die. You got to do something to get out of here if Jesus don't rapture us up. But I believe he's going to rapture us up. I really believe the rapture is coming very soon because this world can't stay like it is. But my job this morning is to tell you very shortly to take Jesus out of the cradle and put him on the throne of your heart. Ephesians 1 and 3 say, God blessed us because of Jesus. We have every blessing. We have every blessing that we could ever need because of Jesus. And Revelation 3 and 21 says, we are seated beside him on his throne. That's for real. That's for real. Start thinking out of this world. Be in this world, but not of this world. Start thinking, having a heavenly mind. And that's all I need to tell you this morning. T- take Jesus off the throne of the cradle and put him on the throne of your heart.